This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. For millions of Americans, healthcare, particularly public health, has meant tracking the opioid crisis. It's a problem virtually everywhere among middle classes and economically disadvantaged whites. In West Virginia, the sluggish economy and the loss of the coal industry have created a spiral of hopelessness that has led to a growth in drug addiction rates in the state. When people in Appalachia think healthcare reform, many look to how high of a priority the government gives addiction treatment. Dave Mistich is managing editor of 100 Days in Appalachia. The project is a collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting, West Virginia University's Reed College of Media, and the Daily Yonder. Mistich says this center of Trump support has learned to be patient.
Early on, there were a lot of people here that said, well, you know, he can turn it around in a month or 2 months or this first 100 days. Other people, I think, are a little bit more realistic about that. And I think that there are some people, very few people at least, that believe that Trump hasn't been able to deliver on those promises as of now.
So how is the priority list made among the people that you speak with? There was some talk about the opioid epidemic among some of the candidates, not so much with Trump, but he certainly brought it up. Is that top of the line for many, many people?
I would say so. I mean, you know, as a lot of people have realized that Appalachia was ground zero for that particular issue, a lot of programs for addiction treatment are tied to the Affordable Care Act. And therefore, I think there's a lot of people concerned that a lot of those treatment programs might go away. You know, there's a whole slew of other things at play. I think one, first and foremost, is the economy bringing jobs to Appalachia. In detailing his sort of lean budget, so to speak, there were proposed cuts to things like the Appalachian Regional Commission and programs like AmeriCorps Vista. You know, those programs, particularly the Appalachian Regional Commission, provide all sorts of types of jobs. So I think the biggest concern mostly is the economy. Of course, you know, with that comes sort of issues related to the opioid epidemic, at least to some degree.
How about people in this region broken down along the lines of ideology or moral issues? I mean, we heard a lot of rhetoric coming from Trump that seemed to be linked to intolerance and trends of racial tension. Do people reject that or do they embrace it?
Well, you know, I think that there is certainly an undercurrent to that. Coming up this weekend on day 100 of Trump's presidency, there is a rally for white working families that's going to be hosted by the Traditionalist Workers Party. And there's a big constituency of opposition to that, I should point out. There's a lot of folks in southern West Virginia and on the western part of the state that are actually planning to go and counter protest of that rally. At this point, no one really knows exactly what's going to happen on Saturday. But I will say that the counter protest movement has been very vocal in trying to stop or shut this thing down or at least make a presence in some regard.
You know, a question to ask in every community is, what do people need to know about your place in America right now that's different from what the media might be characterizing these people, your people, as? What would you say if you were asked, what do people need to know about the people of Appalachia?
This place is very nuanced. And, you know, you look at a lot of national media portrayals of West Virginia and Appalachia, and you see pictures of a trailer park or pictures of a rusted out building or a fallen down barn. I think one of the things that people in Appalachia really want the rest of the world to know is that there is so much more cultural and economic diversity here that really doesn't show up in a lot of places. I think the sort of simplest stories, obviously, are the ones that get told. West Virginia and Appalachia are much more nuanced, and there are people here that have struggled, sure, but there are people here doing a lot of different things that have not gotten the attention from the government and not gotten the attention from the media, for sure.
Dave Mistich is managing editor of 100 Days in Appalachia. The project is a collaboration between West Virginia Public Broadcasting, West Virginia University's Reed College of Media, and the Daily Yonder. Taking a look at those nuances is his assignment. Dave, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.